The U.S. military announced Tuesday the withdrawal of its forces from Afghanistan is more than 90% completed. The Pentagon Central Command says it has officially handed over 7 former U.S. bases to Afghan security forces and had evacuated the equivalent of nearly 1,000 cargo plane loads of equipment from the country ahead of the September deadline to complete the pullout. On Friday, U.S. forces handed over the sprawling Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, the main center of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan for most of the past 2 decades. Tuesday's announcement underscores most of the process of withdrawing U.S. military and civilian personnel ordered by President Joe Biden in April has been completed. While Biden had set a deadline of September, the 20th anniversary of the Afghan-based al-Qaeda attack on the United States that sparked the American invasion of the country, the Pentagon has moved quickly to reduce its presence to a minimum this month. The United States is expected to keep a reported 650 or more military personnel in the country to protect the U.S. embassy and diplomats. China's leader Xi Jinping attacked calls from some in the U.S. and its allies to limit their dependency on Chinese suppliers and block the sharing of technologies. In a speech on Tuesday to representatives of leftist political parties in more than 100 countries, Xi said China's ruling Communist Party has succeeded in raising the country from poverty and created a new model of development. He says such experiences should be shared and no country should, quote, obstruct the development of other countries and harm their people's lives through political manipulation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations rights chief warned Tuesday the dire situation in Myanmar since its February coup was driving the country towards possible civil war and could spark regional insecurity. Speaking before the UN Human Rights Council, Michelle Bachelet lamented that Myanmar in recent months, quote, has evolved from a political crisis to a multidimensional human rights catastrophe. The country has experienced mass protest and a brutal military response since the February 1st coup, which ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says since the coup, nearly 900 people have been killed, while about 200,000 have been forced to flee their homes. At the same time, at least 5,200 people have been arbitrarily arrested, including more than 90 journalists, according to UN numbers, while 8 major media outlets have been forced to close. Meanwhile, lawyers for ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi argued strongly Tuesday against the introduction of evidence by prosecutors against her on a sedition charge, saying it did not follow established judicial procedures. Suu Kyi is under detention and is being tried on several charges, including an allegation that she illegally imported walkie-talkies for her bodyguard's use and used the radios without a license and violated COVID-19 pandemic restrictions on 2 occasions during the 2020 election campaign. She went on trial on June 14th in a closed court in the capital. In proceedings that the military-installed government is widely seen as using to discredit her and consolidate its control. Russian officials say a plane carrying 28 people apparently crashed as it came in for a landing in bad weather Tuesday in Russia's Far East, and everyone aboard is feared dead. Wreckage was found on a coastal cliffside and in the sea near an airport. The plane was on approach for a landing in fog and clouds when it missed a scheduled communication and disappeared from radar, according to regional officials. Russian media is reporting none of the 6 crew members or 22 passengers on board survived. And Indonesia said Tuesday it was importing emergency oxygen from neighboring Singapore as hospitals crumbled under the weight of COVID-19, with the Delta variant continuing to wreak havoc around the globe. There are concerns that vaccines, initially seen as providing high protection against the virus, may not be so effective against the Delta strain. Israel, whose vaccine rollout was one of the world's fastest, warned on Monday rising cases suggest the Pfizer jab they are using may not guard so well against mild illness, although it still appears highly effective in reducing severe disease and hospitalizations. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.